So, Ruthie, since you're here in California, we should at least talk about the great New York earthquake of 2024.
Oh yeah.
So how
I
was
know, I
that?
just did that. It was weird, really. It wasn't really much of anything else. It was just like, well, I've experienced earthquakes before, but obviously, like, a lot of people in New York have not really experienced earthquakes. So at first, like, I was talking to my friend on the phone, and I was sitting at the edge of my bed because I was folding laundry. And next thing I know, while we're on the phone, like, I just feel rumbling and shaking, and it felt more like a really strong vibration. So I'm thinking, like, oh, it must be the freight train that's across the street from us. Maybe it was just like carrying like a really heavy load. But then it kept on going. Usually it lasts like no more than a few seconds. And kept on going. Next thing I knew, like I physically saw the building swaying. And I was like talking to my friend, like, hey, do you feel that? And she goes, no, I don't feel anything. Feel what? I'm like, I think we're having an earthquake. And then I started seeing my curtains swaying. Then I was like, oh yeah, I think we're having an earthquake. She goes, I don't feel anything. And then as soon as she said that, she goes, oh shit, my house is shaking. So yeah, it was a thing.
I think the thing that amuses me is all the memes coming out from this with people going like this is New Yorker experiencing earthquake. Oh my God, it's the end of the world. And then they'll transpose that with the Californian who's like in an earthquake, and they'll be like, hey, you want to go hiking with it right now? You know, it's that kind of a thing. So I mean, there's some truth to that for Californians, unless it's like above five,
Yeah,
maybe.
I can
Yeah,
see that.
we
Yeah.
don't really care, but we'll feel it. We'll notice it if it's 4.5 and above, that's for sure. But anything below that,
Even a 4, even a 4.8 is like, nah.
Well, that's the thing though. Unless you're like at the epicenter or nearby it, you're not really gonna feel it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Like, a lot of people didn't feel it in New York either. So even like a lot of people were saying like, oh yeah, I felt it. And then some people were like, I didn't feel it. Like, I was trying. I was, like, my sister, for example, said that she was getting a migraine, so she thought the swaying was just in her head.
Oh, okay.
Narcissist.
Did you get the early earthquake warning in your phone?
The early, quote
Well,
unquote.
I mean, like 5 seconds, 10 seconds, that's like pretty good.
No, it took 45 minutes.
Oh. Seriously?
It was terrible.
Wow. Because the last time we had the earthquake here, it went on. I'm like, is that wait, why is there an earthquake warning?
Within seconds?
Within seconds. Like, why is there an earthquake warning on my phone? And then there will be an earthquake, right?
I'm dead. No, we were so unready, and like even the advisory took 45 minutes to an hour to, and then like it wasn't until like 45 minutes later that the blaring alarm was coming off of my phone, and I was like, oh, now you tell us. Like, we kind of knew that 45 minutes ago. It's already all over the news, and then now it comes out.
That's kind of funny. That's kind of
That's
funny.
how unprepared we are for
I guess,
earthquakes.
but I mean, it's just a phone thing. It's just like, you know,
Yeah,
I
you would
maybe
think.
maybe they didn't turn it on.
I don't know. Maybe whoever was in charge of it was freaking out about the earthquake.
Well, no, it's supposed to be like an early warning system, kind of what like the countries in the South in Pacific have. Philippines has it, Japan has it, Taiwan
Yeah.
has it. It'll give you like a few seconds of a warning.
Yeah, but we're not used to earthquakes. So it was kind of like, oh, crap, what do we do?
Right.
Wait, we should probably send a warning. How
Yeah.
do we send out a warning? It's like,
Although, to be fair, being in California, I don't even know what you're supposed to do if you're like in a high-rise building. Like
really?
what can you do in an earthquake?
I guess you're supposed to stop because like that's the safest thing to do rather than keep driving.
No, not freeway, highway. I'm talking about high-rise.
Oh, high
High-rise
rise.
building, yeah.
Oh, for us, it's weird. Like, they tell us to stay indoors until like we hear otherwise. Even in a fire, like you're supposed to stay indoors because like that's
Right.
supposedly the
No,
safest
that's
spot to
true.
be.
I'm thinking about like if you're in like the 50th floor.
I know. I'm never living above the 10th floor, that's for sure. If it's gonna take you a lifetime to get down the stairs,
Yeah.
no,
Because
thank
we
you.
do have we also do have buildings in California. Surprise, surprise, high rise, right? In the earthquake movie, they went to the roof. Maybe that's what you're supposed to do.
I guess so.
Because if there's any kind of issue, you'll be above the rubble, right?
I guess so.
If a helicopter needs to pick you up, you're in the roof already.
I guess so. But also, the taller the building, the more earthquake proof it is, I
Yeah, it's
guess,
supposed to
because
be.
of the
Yeah.
dampers and stuff,
All
especially like newer buildings.
United States buildings, even with non-earthquake country, are supposed to be somewhat earthquake proof or earthquake ready kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not all buildings are. That's the thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because all the old buildings are not. And then those had to be retrofitted to go to standard, the code, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's interesting. I wonder if you're going to get more earthquakes in New York.
Well, apparently we had an aftershock, a 4.0 around 6 p.m., but I was driving and most people were commuting, yeah. So nobody really felt it, mm-hmm. Except for a few people. And yeah, that was like... Non-event.
For me, if I'm at home, my marker is usually look up the lamps. If they're swaying, then you go, oh, I guess there was an earthquake. You know, kind of thing. If you're on the road, you're not going to feel it.
Yeah.
You
know? No.
But yeah, usually you look for something that's stationary, not stationary, but hanging.
Yeah, and yeah. And that's what happened with me. Yeah. Like I looked up my curtains because I was going to look out the window. Then I saw it swaying and I was like, oh, I guess it is an earthquake. That's weird. We never have that here. And we were just talking about the Taiwan earthquake the night before. So I was like, what to do during an earthquake? And then the next day we had an earthquake.
Right, so, right. Coincidence?
I don't know. We are on the opposite side of the world. So who knows what's going on with Earth?
Yeah. And now you're here in California, right?
I'm here in California. And I happen to miss the eclipse.
You missed the eclipse, yeah.
I missed the eclipse. We've
already talked about it already. But yeah. Okay. All right. Well, on with the show. Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
My name is Ruthie.
Once again, listeners, as a reminder, we're doing our 9-year anniversary celebration thing, which means that we are planning to do shorter episodes. Hint, hint. You people. No repeat from last episode, please.
We tried. We tried.
Not hard enough.
No, we did not try.
Like, there's a couple of times where I did say, okay, let's move on or whatever. Like,
We would not move on.
Yeah. But yeah, this episode is being released on April 10, and which is the exact 9-year anniversary of whatworstwhy.com.
Wow.
And then the next anniversary we have is April 19. For the first episode of the Stuff and Junk Show. So at the end of this episode, I will be releasing another flashback episode. It's an episode about bachelorette and bachelor parties with Ruthie.
I remember that conversation. When was that? That was 5 years ago?
This was episode 17, released in July 27, 2015.
2015. Oh, I do remember a lot of bachelorette parties and bachelor parties.
Yeah. Then. You should listen to the episode. I actually re-listened to it just before I'm going to post it. And I'm like, wait, I allowed people to say the F word back then?
You used to say it.
No, you were saying it. I had to censor you this time around. So yeah, listeners, you'll listen to the episode. But I took out, I think, two Fs from Ruthie.
I think that was when you didn't have parameters yet. Then you decided, like, stop dropping F-bombs, Ruthie.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the previous episode, I also had to censor that too. But, you know, whatever. Because I'm trying to keep PG-13 now. Try PG-13.
I remember that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Nine years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for this episode, speaking of nine, let's go ahead and talk about some significance of the number nine. Because why not?
Without the six.
Jumping isn't in this episode. So.
I know. But on bumps.
Yeah.
Hey now.
So I'm looking at this LinkedIn article, LinkedIn of all things. The fascinating world of the number nine, exploring its unique properties and meanings. So real quick, because like I said, I want to keep it a short episode. I'll go over a few things here in the list that I obviously haven't read yet. But the number nine is unique for several reasons, blah, 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 blah. And scroll. There we go. The impact of the number nine on our lives can be seen in various ways, both in spiritual and practical contexts. For example, it's got spiritual significance.
Hmm.
In many spiritual and mystical traditions, the number nine is considered a symbol of spiritual enlightenment and completion. It is often associated with higher consciousness, selflessness, and compassion. Really?
Really?
Why number?
I guess in threes, because it's three times three is nine, and three is a powerful number,
I don't know. This doesn't really say why. It just says it is.
Somebody says it is, it is.
If it's on TikTok, it must be true.
Exactly.
numerology, which is the study of the spiritual and mystical significance of numbers, the number nine is associated with creativity, humanitarianism. Can't read that.
Humanitarianism.
And, very good. And philanthropy. People born at the number 9 are said to be artistic, compassionate, and focused on helping others.
Hmm.
Why? Mm. How? I mean, where's the research there?
It's numerology.
I guess.
Does any of it make sense?
I start to wonder about this article now. Practical applications.
Did you read it?
Of course not. Practical applications. The number 9 also has practical applications in our daily lives. For example, there are 9 digits in the standard Western numerical system. Wait, did you not count 0?
Zero's an ancient Arabic concept.
I mean, would you call 0?
That's not the Western world. No, 0 came from Arabic math.
Okay, sure.
am I wrong?
So the standard Western numerical system is the number 9. I mean, the phone has 10 digits, not 9. Really questioning this article now. Cultural significance.
Because you didn't read it.
I didn't read it. Cultural significance. Finally, the number 9 holds a significant cultural and historical meaning in many traditions around the world. For example, the 9 Wurtis were a group of historical and legendary figures from different cultures who were seen as exemplars of chivalry and virtue. Why is there no movie about the 9 Wurtis? In Chinese culture, the number 9 is associated with longevity and good fortune and is often seen as a lucky number.
Chinese thought it was 8.
I thought 8 was one of them.
Happy? 8-8? Because it looks like happy.
Yeah. The only bad number I know in Chinese is number 4.
Yeah, the number 4.
Yeah. But why is 9 the lucky number? I thought 8 is. That's why E ba ba ba. Ba 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 ba.
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 Ba ba ba. Okay.
All right.
By the way, that was a whole conversation, guys, if you don't know Tagalog.
Yes. Over here, it talks about significance in number 9 in history and literature. You got the 9 Emperors God Festival. You got the Dante's Divine Comedy, which is the poem is divided into 3 parts of 33 cantos each for a total of 99 cantos.
What is a canto?
I don't know. It's like a poem. Cantos. Yeah. Cantos. Shrug. Shakespeare's sonnets.
Poem.
Shakespeare's sonnets are a collection of 154 poems, and the number 9 plays a significant role in the structure. Mm. Really? Sure. Okay. You got the 9 stories of J.D. Salinger. Okay. A lot of 9 stuff. You know what? Listeners, just click on the link. There's a lot of information here that obviously I haven't read. But
obvious. But, does he ever?
But yeah. 9 years, guys. 9 years.
Woo-hoo! 9 years.
9 years. I have a soundboard button here, but I'm not pressing it.
I'm trying here.
Yes, we are. Okay, let's once again keep it short. Thanks for listening. You can find this podcast on Instagram, Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Threads as well at Albert5x5.
You can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and Ruthie's Cats.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found at whoatwordswhy.com. Before we go, let's give our 7 listeners some recommendations for this week. Ruthie.
What was my recommendation again?
The AI thing.
The what?
The AI thing.
Oh, the AI thing. Yeah, see, I told you I forget my recommendations. And Albert texted this to me just last night. So over the weekend, I finally updated my LinkedIn profile. Please don't look at it.
not linked in the show notes, but go on.
Not linked. Linked LinkedIn. So, I mean, obviously, I don't have a recent, decent professional photograph of myself. So I looked into AI because I've seen pictures. People post professional AI pictures of themselves. So I thought, you know, why not? Let me try it. I downloaded this app called Remini and uploaded 8 selfie pictures. It wasn't even like anything special. It's just like whatever selfies I could find right away in my album. And you can generate whatever you need, like fantasy pictures. Like I turned myself into a warrior princess, into one of them, into like frozen princess. Mm-hmm. There's like high school pictures, and there's a professional album that you can pick through. I think there's like 15 different styles, And you can just keep generating and generating and generating pictures. And I found one that matched like what I felt really looked like me. And I posted that. And oddly enough, like I got a lot of people messaging me, saying me, telling me how great I looked in that photo. And, you know, it's a great picture and congratulations, blah, 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 on the new job, et cetera. And I'm just like, does it really look like me? And I asked at least five people, you know, I asked Anna, I sent the pictures to our Stuff and Junk chat. And every like all you guys were saying that, yeah, it's pretty convincing. It does look like you. I mean, it's a skinnier version of me, to be honest, but it does look like me. And a friend of mine said, who's really close friends with me, she goes, she texts me a few minutes later and she says, hey, I love your picture. When did you go to a photographer? I didn't know you did this. And I said, no, that I did not have time to go to a photographer. I just uploaded pictures onto AI and that's AI.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty good.
It's
actually,
pretty, it's really convincing. So yeah.
I'm going to share some of the pictures on the on the Instagram thingy.
No!
Why not? They look good. They look good. You can't be talking about this and not let the listeners see what they look like.
Okay, but I get to pick which pictures.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, send me like four of them or something.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you have to pay for this?
There's a one-week free trial, which I'm coming up on that free trial, so I should probably cancel now. But I think it's like $1.99 a week, so it's not okay. So it's not terrible.
It's $1.99 a week, though.
A week, yeah, it's a lot. It's like $70 a month. A year if you want it, if you really want it. But it's fun to play with, you know. If you want professional photos and you don't have the time to or the money to get it, like I think it's worth it. You know, you get a pretty good picture out of it, and mm-hmm. It looks really professional and very convincing.
All right.
Secrets out. Yeah. My picture's not me. Okay. Just on LinkedIn, though.
Right. So, and then my recommendation is the fact that The Matrix came out 25 years later.
No, man.
Speaking of anniversaries, I remember the first time I saw the trailer for The Matrix. Didn't know what it was. I knew Keanu Reeves was in it. That's about the only person I knew in the movie at that point. Oh, Lawrence Fishburne. I knew Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I saw the trailer.
Yeah, Carrie-Anne Moss blew up after that movie.
Yes, that's true. I saw the trailer and I told my friends, hey, do you guys want to see this? This is pretty cool, right? So we were one of the first people to watch The Matrix on the weekend. And the reason why I even pointed out is because The Matrix didn't get popular until it hit DVD, right? Hmm. So we were one of the first, you know, to check it out before the hype actually kicked in.
Yeah.
Which was, once again, when it came out on DVD. And specifically because the PlayStation 2 had a DVD player and everybody, that's one of the first big sales for the PlayStation 2 was to play The Matrix on it, right? Mm. So my recommendation is revisit The Matrix world. The Matrix, revisit the sequels. A lot of people hate it on the sequels, but rewatch them again. See if your opinion has changed, because I thought the mythology that the sequels created made it the Matrix world even better,
mm-hmm.
because it made it deeper. The Animatrix made it deeper. If you're able to find the Matrix video game, I forgot what the name of the game was, but there was a game that tied in with the sequels for The Matrix. If you can play that, you know, just immerse yourself in the world of The Matrix again, and know that this is a franchise that hasn't been melted to death yet, so we'll see. You know, it's still one of my favorite franchises of all time, and this is coming from a person who saw The Matrix and was pretty much like it's a good movie. I didn't love it. I didn't love it until much later. So, yeah.
It's like one of those things.
Yeah. So, The Matrix. Check that out. It's worth the revisit. All right. This was episode... It's the part where I go like, which episode is this? Work? This was episode 758. Aha! Of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who What Where's Where production. And now I play the episode me and Ruti did 9 years ago, I guess. Almost 9 years ago at this point.
Wow.
Bachelorettes and bachelor parties. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we talk about many different things, from interesting news, social topics, to what we did and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. My name is Albert.
And my name is Ruthie.
For this episode, we are talking about bachelorette and bachelor parties. So this topic, usually for kids, for teenagers, probably something that they're not too familiar with, except for the hangover, right? Like, I think the hangover has really, really made a bad impression on how crazy a bachelorette or bachelor party is supposed to go, right? Actually,
what's a bachelorette party without a proper hangover, right?
Well, I mean, that's the thing, though. I mean, so as far as I'm concerned, that's a myth. Okay, I don't know what you would say to that, but all the bachelor parties I've gone to, including myself, you know, it's not that crazy. You know, it's you kind of wish it was, maybe, but at the same time, it's not that crazy.
Well, not like the Hangover movie. Like a hangover the next day, yeah, but not like the Hangover movie. I mean, I think everybody wishes it was as epic as the Hangover movies, but
right.
I think it's, you know, it's middling, but it still gets to be fun. It still gets to be pretty interesting. Things happen and you just go, what? Okay. And you just laugh about it the next day.
Well, since you're calling it out, go ahead. Tell me one interesting story that you've experienced in a bachelorette party.
Interesting story. Let's say last night, I don't know, some dude's just like walking up to the bride and going, oh, hey, you're getting married. Like, hey, you want my glow stick? Like, you know, like waving it in her face. Like, okay, thanks, dude. And this like random people like coming up to the bride and, you know, wishing her well and then asking for cigarettes right afterwards. It, you know, just like really random stuff that make you go, okay, well, that was weird, but that was funny.
See, that is funny, but not a crazy story.
Not quite a crazy story yet. I've only honestly been to two real bachelorette parties, but even then, I've always been, like, they've always been on the conservative side, so
right,
to speak. For
right.
example, last year, the wedding that I went to, bride did not want any penis paraphernalia whatsoever for her bachelorette party.
Yes.
So that was hard. So we took her to a drag queen show. And she basically got made fun of up on stage for being a bride and getting married and throwing her life away and et cetera, et cetera. But one of the drag queens that was serving us, she was hilarious. She was calling everybody bitches and calling everybody dumb whores and making us drink shots with names like blowjob and things like that. And it's just, you know, it's just a fun time. And those are the kinds of bachelorette parties I've been to so far. I've heard crazy stories, like pretty fun stories about bachelor parties, though.
Okay.
Like, for example, the guys that went out last night,
Hold on. You had the bachelorette party and then the guys had the bachelor party all on the same night.
No, it was like an impromptu bachelor party. They weren't even supposed to have a bachelor party yet. They don't even consider that to be the bachelor party. But then somehow I think they had more fun than us. Like, they were sending us pictures of hookah bars and belly dancers. And apparently they got flashed last night by some random girls in a car. And while they were walking home, and one of the guys that was with them, this older dude with a really hairy chest and hairy big belly, he flashed them right back. And it was, and they just started laughing about it. And I think one of the girls in the car took a video. So we're dying to see that if it ever comes up on YouTube.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we were like, what the f-? That's not cool. Like, it was supposed to be our night, and yet it sounds like you guys had a lot more fun than we did. But, you know, it's cool because we were just, you know, we got a bottle. We were in the club, and we were just dancing and like, trying to have a good time. It was a rooftop bar, and it was kind of muggy yesterday and foggy out, so it wasn't that great of an atmosphere. Although the first party that we were at that club was pretty fun. Like, there were go-go dancers in, like, really skimpy bikinis with crazy costumes, and there was a dog mascot going around the floor dry humping girls and grinding up on them dancing on the floor. Crazy, but not too crazy, but fun.
Yeah, see, everything you describe,
random things.
Everything you describe sounds like a typical bachelor party. Like, it isn't like crazy, like ultra crazy. It's just like, you know, it's fun. It's fun, but not out of control, right?
Not quite out of control.
Yeah.
Now.
So I think that's
like, I think that's what sucks about being like 30s or a little over 30s, and then having your bachelor parties, you can't well out as bad.
Well, throughout my life, I've experienced bachelor parties in my early 20s all the way till right now, kind of thing. So in all my experience, nothing was really crazy. It was just kind of like you hang out, you get drinks. There's always drinks. Oh, by the way, that one thing is true. You will have drinks. Yeah. There's no way around it. You will have drinks. You know, and so
it's a given.
Yeah, so for bachelor parties, for guys, you know, the myth there is like, oh, strip club. It has to be a strip club. To be fair, there are bachelor parties that I have gone to where there are four strip clubs, right? Yeah. So usually when that happens, the bachelor will go up on stage and then the strippers will embarrass him or whatever kind of thing. So that would happen. Yeah. And then the other bachelors will buy him lap dances, that kind of thing. You know, so that's pretty much the typical strip bar kind of bachelor party
story. Right. Yeah. Pretty but I've typical. Actually heard, like, some guys actually say that, you know, strip clubs are actually not that fun. Like, it's not all about the strip club and, you know, during bachelor parties. Like, they would rather just hang out and have drinks and just hang out with their friends. And that's, like, a good time, good fun time.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I guess, you know, if you're with the right people and you're hanging out with the right people, it's the right atmosphere. That's really all you need.
Yeah. So usually,
to have a good time.
Yeah, usually if you're a friend, if you're the best man and you're throwing somebody as a bachelor party and all you have in mind is a strip club, you got to think further than that because that will only last you a short while.
Exactly. Like how much can you get?
Yeah, that's pretty much a pit stop.
Exactly. Eventually, after that, you're going to want to go straight home to your girlfriend or wife.
Right. First off, it's a strip club, right? A strip club is generally like a solitary thing. You know, you don't really want to go there with friends. You could, but they don't last long. Okay, the most you can do as a group in a strip club is pretty much get the bachelor to go up on stage, like I said, and then the strippers are going to embarrass him. That's pretty much it. And then you move on. You move on to whatever your next agenda is going to be.
Yeah, it's not the whole night kind of thing.
Yeah, it's not a whole night. So so best men's out there, you know, don't think only strip club. You got to think more than that because that's not gonna fly. You know, and then you have those little things where people do scavenger hunts. That's one thing I guess you could do in a bachelor party.
Oh, that's fun.
I've never experienced it, but I mean that's not a bad idea, right?
The bachelorette party we had last night, we got a hotel room, and then the rooftop party that we went to was actually at the same hotel.
Oh, really?
And we had a lot of fun actually when we were at the room, just talking, and we were asking her questions that the groom had answered, and we were making her guess, like, okay, what do you think he said, and how he answered this question, and she had two tries. And it just helped them get to know each other better, and it helped us to get to know both of them better as a couple. And actually, after we left the party upstairs, we went back to our room later that night. We had even more fun because one of our friends, she brought these dildo headbands.
Oh, jeez!
So we put them on, and we were playing toss the ring or ring toss.
Oh.
And you're supposed to catch it with the penis dildo. on your head with a dildo and catch the ring. And that was like the highlight of the evening for us because we were dying on the floor laughing. It was the funniest thing.
Yeah. Accessories.
Like pictures and accessories. Yeah. Yes.
Definitely accessories. I think for my bachelor party, they gave me that ball and chain thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they did that with me. And then I'm kind of like, I think I only really used it once. I didn't use it the whole night. It was kind of like cumbersome.
They really made you wear it the whole night?
No, they were threatening me to do it. I think I used it once and then I'm like, I took it off, right? But
wait, so do tell more details about your bachelor party.
Which you're not going to hear too much of, by the way.
But, I'm going to try to get as much out of you as I can.
No, I mean, there was drinking involved, you know, kind of thing. But I think I had a shirt. They had a list. They had a list of things that I was supposed to do. I didn't do all of them, but they had a list. You know, they had this.
So what was the kind of things that they wanted you to do?
See, I don't even remember. I don't even remember, quite honestly. I think some
what?
Of them.
What? You don't remember, or you're trying not to remember? There's a difference.
Yeah, you can make up
your mind. You hesitated there.
You can make up your mind
right there.
Yeah, but anyways, accessories. Yeah, accessories. That's part of the fun.
Get the fuck out of here. Don't change the topic.
No, I'm not gonna delve into that. I'm not. I'm just not. Okay.
Well, Jessica, please don't listen to this.
Yeah, you know, when we were talking about like what topic we're gonna talk about, I'm like oh let's do this, and then like an hour later, I'm like maybe we shouldn't do this. You know, there's nothing really embarrassing. I mean, there was a moment where they my friends really tried to embarrass me for a lot of things, but for a lot of the times, nothing went through in terms of like trying to embarrass me. Nothing really. Okay. You know? It was mostly.
Well, okay, come on. What's one thing on that list that embarrassed you? Maybe even a little bit, and then that's not so crazy that you are comfortable enough to share.
That embarrassed me? I don't know. Nothing really.
Or like just on the list.
Honestly, nothing really embarrassed me that night. I was pretty much game for whatever they had in mind for me. You know, it was
okay.
So I'm trying to remember. I think my friends will have a better recollection of what happened that night than me. You know, I
was everything
honestly,
like taking shots.
That was involved there too. You know. And the only hint I can give you is that one of my examples from earlier in the conversation happened to me. But yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay.
You know, so.
I see.
You know,
so it's a different thing.
Yeah, but you mentioned like conservative people, right? So depending on who you hang out, we'll determine how crazy your bachelor party can be. You know, and then
It depends on the crowd you're with.
And a lot of my friends who have gotten married, very conservative people, right? So I didn't really expect much. I mean, one of them, we were literally just hanging out at the bowling alley kind of thing.
Yeah.
We went around Pasadena for one of them, you know, kind of thing.
Pasadena.
paintballing.
Inside joke, people. Sorry.
Inside joke, yeah. Paintballing was an option, and that was kind of fun. That was like one. I don't paintball very often, but that was one of the things we did, and that was fun, you know, kind of thing. You know, so
that's fun.
Yeah, so a lot of
that
a lot
for my
of
birthday time. Last year. That's actually fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, the bachelor party isn't the hangover, you know. There is drinking involved.
That has to be.
Yeah, but in all essence, you really are just hanging out. That's what it is.
Basically.
You're hanging out.
But you're just with like your buddies, with your boys, and the girls are with the girls.
Exactly.
And honestly, like towards the end of the night last night, or actually even this morning, we realized, damn, we should have hung out with the guys. Like, they know how to have fun. These guys just like did whatever. Like, we all started basically hanging out at the bar and then like, drinking. And like the day just went on starting at like 1:30 in the afternoon. Exactly. And then we all got home like 1:30 at night. So it's like a 12-hour like all day thing, which was nice. Like it was fun. Like we tried to make the most out of it. But like hearing the stories that the guys went through, we're like, the fuck? We should have hung out with them.
right. Yeah, totally. I mean, but it depends. I've heard stories where the bachelorette party was more fun than the guys. You know, so it just depends.
Look.
So right now I'm looking at an article at flash.com where the topic is what do men really do at bachelor parties, right? Some of the questions they made we already kind of covered. How much drinking happens at a bachelor party? Okay, so that will vary. You can drink a little, you can drink a lot. You know, there is drinking. Either way, there is drinking.
Well, it depends on also how long you want the night to go on. Because like, if you get drunk too fast, then the night's over before 2 and 12 o'clock at night, you know?
Exactly.
Everybody turns into a pumpkin.
Right. The next question is, are there always naked women at the bachelor party? So I would say out of all the bachelor parties I've been to, less than half, there was a naked woman, right? And most of them were in a strip club, and the other one was hired to go into somebody's house. Now, that has happened. So the naked woman is not a myth. That can happen.
I like how you just totally skimmed over that comment.
Yes, right. Okay. And then the other one that I think a lot of the women wonder always is the question, is there always sex at the bachelor party? And I was flat to say it right now, no. I think there isn't. No. That doesn't happen. That is one of those myths that I think guys would like to imagine would happen, but they don't happen.
No.
You know, women imagine that it is happening, but it's not happening. Okay,
so it's because it's bros before hoes. Like I can't imagine one of your guy friends leaving you to go get laid. And
exactly.
Like,
exactly.
That's just random and kind of inconsiderate.
I don't even know why this it's even a thing. Right. I mean, if it's a thing with your relationship, then you have more problems than you realize. Right.
Exactly.
Okay. So what else? Now that's the bachelor side of the general questions that a lot of people ask about. How about for the bachelorettes?
For the bachelorette, I think the bachelors think that we have way too much fun at male strip clubs, even though we really aren't even that interested. Or I feel like they think. We think the male strippers would be extremely hot and we would somehow be dissatisfied with how they look when we get home. But not the case because, like, those guys are just, it's basically like the female strippers. We just look at them.
Yeah.
They look hot, but even then, like, we weren't interested to actually go and, like, go screaming at some half-naked dude. It's all really overrated.
Yeah.
Like, the whole, and girls getting way too drunk and in over her head and, like, starting to make out with random guys at a club. That's all mostly myth. I don't know about other people, but my experience, that's been 100% myth.
Yep. I would like to say yes. Yeah. Not that I have experience at bachelorette party, but yeah. Okay, well, what else?
Yes, because you guys would actually be surprised that at a bachelorette party, we talk more about our boyfriends and husbands more than any other time.
So what's the game?
Like, that's all. Like, we all compare stories, like, oh, so he does this, and I'm like, oh my god, no, he does the same thing. Like, he just drops the clothes on the floor or something, or like leaves the dishes in the sink, or this and that. And it's just like a bonding thing for the girls. We just talk about our husbands and boyfriends and compare and contrast.
So it is going. It is going back to the whole thing where you're just hanging out.
That's just hanging out. Yeah. And at the end of the night, you get to know more friends, and we just looked at each other and said, "This is fun. Like, we should really just hang out on a normal night, and it doesn't have to be an event or doesn't have to be an occasion for anybody. Just like hang out because y'all are cool."
Right. Now, is there anything? Have you ever like been like the best? The best man, maid of honor. That's what it's called,
yes,
right?
I kind of like switch it up once in a while.
So the maid of honor is in charge of the bachelorette party, correct?
Yeah.
Have you ever been one?
No, I haven't. I've always been a bridesmaid, though. Usually I help with the bridal shower. I haven't really helped with the bachelorette party. Like I said, I've only been at a real bachelorette party because every time I'm a bridesmaid, it's usually for relatives. You know that.
So how about this? As a teaser? If you were the maid of honor, what would you do for a bachelorette party?
Well, I think most people think that the maid of honor is supposed to do the craziest things to make the bachelorette feel like it's the last night of her night as a single woman. But really, it's all about the bachelorette. So you want to do what she wants to do. You want to make sure that she's going to have a good time, that she's not going to be uncomfortable with anything. So a good maid of honor, if I were a maid of honor next time, I would find out what things she loves doing best. If it's a spa day, if it's a strip club, it doesn't matter. If it's going clubbing all night or just lounging around by a pool all day, it really is up to what the bride wants, ultimately, because that's who you're trying to make happy.
Nice.
And just having a good time for anybody. It doesn't matter if you're drinking. It doesn't matter if you're just getting mud put on your face.
Hold on. Mud put on your face?
I'm talking about masks at a spa, not mud wrestling.
I wasn't even thinking of mud wrestling.
I saw where you're going with that, okay?
I don't know. I think that's the first thing. That's a sentence that I wasn't even thinking of that's going to happen in this conversation. Mud in your face. Like, wait, what?
On your face. Like a mask.
Yes. Spa. No, you know what? That makes sense. A spa completely makes sense.
And, you know, girly girl things. Girls like to be girls and be pampered and all these other things. And sometimes that makes the day.
Right.
And sometimes some girls want to turn up and go clubbing and go dancing and drink a lot and just go wild. And that's another thing. So it really depends on what the bride enjoys.
All right. For me, it's pretty simple. If I was ever a best man, which I haven't gone to one yet, I will just simply do a pub crawl. That's what I would do, a pub crawl.
I think any guy would enjoy that.
Yeah, any guy would enjoy that. Yeah, it's like it's one of those things where it's like we'll have to find a place. I'll have to choose a place for a pub crawl, though. I'm not sure. I mean, L.A. is an easy one for me to go to, but at the same time, I don't really know if I want to do L.A. San Diego? I think San Diego has
something. New York.
New York would be perfect.
New York, do a pub crawl.
Yeah, New York would be perfect.
Pub crawling till 6 a.m.
Yeah, there's bars every street, right? So, yeah, I mean, that would be a perfect one to do a pub crawl.
Yeah.
There's
usually like bars right next to each other on like in between streets, and you can go from one to the next. And sometimes there's bars that close at 4, there's bars that close at 5, and then there's bars that open at 7 a.m. and you can start right all there over.
and then if I want to add in like a whole scavenger hunt thing, beer, alcohol, specific alcohol, like each bar,
they only have to drink certain bars. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So yeah, that's one. That would be my idea for a bachelor party.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'd go to your bachelor party.
Yeah. I think why wouldn't the why wouldn't it happen also for a bachelorette party, right? It's universal.
Yeah, why not?
A pub crawl can be universal.
Exactly. We could do like a wine crawl or, you know, go to all these.
A wine crawl? That is such a girly.
You know, girly about it.
That is such a girly answer.
Girly about it.
Yeah. Let's do a wine crawl.
Or how about this? How about this? How come nobody ever does a bachelor/bachelorette party together?
Oh, come on.
Guys and girls like hanging out with each other. It's still fun.
It's funny you mentioned that, because that was the next thing. I know nowadays everything is getting more modernized, more progressive, right? So like you got the bridal showers where the guys also go to. You got the baby showers where the guys also go to. You know, I think there are some things, as a guy, I will say there are some things that we don't want to have to do with your girls.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Yes. So
come on.
So merging a bachelor and a bachelorette party together, my vote is no. No.
I mean, hey, like if we're all going to have fun going to a strip club together, then why not do it together?
Right? It might be an interesting idea to experience, but I'm going to just say no at this point. I mean, it's supposed to be a guy's night out. It's supposed to be a girl's night out. So I think... I mean, the whole concept of it is like it's like a last night of being with the guys and last night for being with the girls, which, you know, which is a stupid concept, but that is where it starts from, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, but although with our idea or my idea for the pub crawl, bringing the girls.
Yep.
If you're gonna do the pub crawl thing, that is completely universal, guys and girls allowed. Yes,
we'll enjoy. Oh yeah,
exactly. All right. Well, thanks for listening. My name is Albert Patrick, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Albert5x5.
And my name is Ruthie. You can find me at Instagram at Grace, GRRACE 13.
You can send comments to whowhatwearsy at gmail.com via social media or through whowhatwearsy.com. Rate and subscribe to our shows on iTunes. Check out our merchandise through the Zazzle store and further support us via Patreon. Music has been provided by The Y Axis. Find them at theyaxis.bandcamp.com. All right. Thanks, Ruthie, for giving me some ideas for what I could possibly expect from other people's bachelorette parties. You know, so whenever I have my female friends who are doing their thing, I can use my imagination for that.
Yeah, and thank you. And now you've given me ideas of more questions to ask you and grill you about through text personally, but I will now grill you.
Yeah, okay. Until next time, this has been the Stuff and Junk Show, which is part of the WhatWorksWhy.com network.